Greetings, fellow enthusiasts, and welcome to another edition of Tube Talk.
See what I can do.
Well, I got a new gal that's a real killer diller, but I'm not so sure that she goes for Mr. Miller.
That's nothing to worry about. Man, don't you know how to go about finding out?
No, you tell me, Texas.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, you'll know the lady's in love with you. If she can dress for a date without it waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks a faraway booth for two, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you.
Yes, gang, welcome to Tube Talk. Here we are, another Friday night. Thanks for tuning in. That's the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Tex Beneke on the vocal, and I don't know who was whistling. Who even whistles? I mean, what popular recording artist? Well, I shouldn't say that, because there are some songs. I do keep in touch with the youngsters. You know, I listen to my son, and he's got the radio on, and I do listen in to see what's going on, and I hear some whistling here and there, but anyway, a bygone art. Let me ask you a few things, ladies and gentlemen. Do you enjoy freshly brewed coffee from a percolator on the stove? Do you still cook from scratch? Do you enjoy shaving with a single-blade safety razor? If you do, this is the program for you folks. This is Tube Talk. We start every day with a big bowl of hot Mapo and some classic music. We're glad you could tune in tonight, and the weather is just miserable. The winter continues. We can't seem to get ahead, and nothing we can do about that, but let's sit back and relax to some great vintage music, eh?
The snow is snowing. Wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. just watch those icicles fall. What do I care if icicles fall? I've got my left to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? To keep me warm.
Oh, what's too thrilling? Never before were minds so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Heart and soul.
That was B. Wayne with the Larry Clinton Orchestra, Heart and Soul. That's a nifty little song, 1938. And prior to that, how do you get any better than Billie Holiday, huh? Because you're going to need your love to keep you warm and get you through this winter. That's for darn sure. Well, hey, you know, I got an email from a fella in Albany, New York, and he was listening in last go-around on the show, and he did enjoy. I was kind of doing some time perspective setting, some timeline work here. Radio in the 30s, we were talking to pal of ours, Andy Ohms, talking about listening to that antique radio, and we were talking a little bit about the folks who did and way back in the golden age in the 30s. So we were, you know, rattling off a few little tidbits of information about what was up, what was going on in the 30s, and kind of matching that up against the radio timeline. And he enjoyed that. So, you know, we're going to give you a little bit more history here. History time with Uncle Paul. Between songs. Isn't that special? October 1929. Gee, we all know what happened then. The stock market crashes, marking the end of 6 years of unparalleled prosperity for most sectors of the American economy. The crash began on October 24th, Black Thursday. By October 29th, stock prices had plummeted and banks were calling in loans. An estimated $30 billion in stock values just poof. Disappeared by mid-November. In November, Herbert Hoover issues a quotable quote, "Any lack of confidence in the economic future or the basic strength of business in the United States is foolish." Well, I don't know about that, Herbert. Here we go. March 1930, more than 3.2 million people are unemployed, up from 1.5 million before the crash of October. President Hoover remained optimistic, however, stating that all the evidences indicate that the worst effects of the crash upon unemployment will have passed during the next 60 days. November 1930. The street corners of New York City are crowded with apple sellers. Nearly 6,000 unemployed individuals worked at selling apples for 5 cents apiece. Can you imagine that? Here's an interesting tidbit. You know, for people who think that unrest, you know, didn't really exist back then, it certainly did. 1931, February, food riots begin to break out in parts of the United States. In Minneapolis, several hundred men and women smashed the windows of a grocery market and made off with fruit, canned goods, bacon, and ham. One of the store's owners pulled out a gun to stop the looters, but was leapt upon and had his arm broken. The riot was brought under control by 100 policemen. 7 arrested. Thank you.
This is Rudy Valley again, stepping perhaps a bit out of character in singing a song from Americana. A song that has taken its audiences by storm, which may be explained by its theme, which is both poignant and different. Brother, can you spare a dime? They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodle dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember they called me Al? It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember I'm your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime?
That's Rudy Valley, Brother Can You Spare a Dime? Just imagine a song like that being on the charts at number one for 2 weeks. It's from 1932. Certainly some grim days. And before that, we had more Glenn Miller. Sleepy Town Train, Skippy Martin on the alto sax, Billy May on the trumpet, Tex Beneke, tenor saxophone. That's a trifecta, is what that is. So I'm going to give you a little more 30s stuff here, and then we're going to go on to a little program, try to listen to a little piece of it here. It's very old. I don't know what kind of shape it's in. I'm giving this a shot. We'll have to see how it goes. But you, dear listeners, are worth every effort. We put it all out on the table here for you every Friday night on Tube Talk. December 1931. New York's Bank of the United States collapses. At the time of the collapse, the bank had over $200 million in deposits, making it the largest single bank failure in the nation's history. Brother, can you spare a dime? May, more than 300 World War I vets leave Portland, Oregon, en route to Washington, D.C. to urge Congress to pass the bonus bill. Took them 18 days to reach Washington. They hung out. June, determined to collect their bonus pay for service, between 15,000 to 25,000 World War I vets gather and begin setting up encampments near the White House and Capitol in Washington, D.C. On June 15th, the House passed Congressman Wright Patman's bonus bill by a vote of 209 to 176. It went down to defeat in the Senate. The vets maintained their determination to stay camped out until they got their pay. July, Hoover signs a $100,000 transportation bill to assist the Bonus Army demonstrators in getting home, setting a July 24th deadline for the men to abandon their encampments. On July 28th, when the Bonus Army members resisted being moved from their camps, violence erupts, leading to the deaths of two veterans. Hoover orders federal troops under the command of General Douglas MacArthur to assist the D.C. police in clearing the veterans. Certainly some sad times right here in the good old United States.
The next young lady on this Victory Command performance has made a major pitch to keep the gangs at the APOs from going hut-happy. I'm talking about Lena Horne, who's been rolling out some sweet music across both oceans toward the audiences that have made this Victory Day a reality. Along with the AFRS Orchestra, under the direction of the mighty Major Meredith Wilson, Lena's going to sing the song that she's had more commands to perform than any other, The Man I Love.
Mellow moon begins to beam. Every night I dream a little dream. And of course, Prince Charming is the theme. The heat. Oh, although I realize as well as you that it's seldom that a dream comes true. That he'll appear. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love, and when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. Then in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Good news day. He'll build a home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. What would you? And so else to go, I'm waiting for
the man I love.
You men and women of the armed forces have written many thousands of letters expressing your gratitude for the radio service that has followed you where wartime needs have taken you. This gratitude rightfully belongs to the broadcasting and entertainment industry of the United States. For the Armed Forces Radio Service would not have been possible without their continued and complete cooperation. At the inception of AFRS, these industries told us, both by word and by action, the best of American radio must be given to our armed forces in whatever volume is needed. So we here tonight convey your gratitude to the four great radio networks and the independent radio stations of your country. The commercial advertisers and their agencies, the musicians' unions, copyright owners and publishers, the recording and transcription companies, the unions and representatives of all talent appearing on these programs, the artists of stage, screen, and radio, and the Hollywood Victory Committee, which has scheduled their appearances. Such a united, single-purpose effort for the welfare of the men and women of our armed forces is a tribute not only to the industries concerned, but to the fine democratic principles of free competitive enterprise upon which these industries were founded and developed.
You have just heard Colonel Thomas H.A. Lewis, Commandant, Armed Forces Radio Service. And talking about AFRS...
Hi, fellas. This is G.I. Jill. A few weeks ago, we sent you program number 1,000 of G.I. Jive. It was sort of a celebration, hitting the all-time high mark on one of your own special shows. But this is a day we've really been waiting for. G.I. Jive wants to latch on to the proceedings and join the beam with our own theme man, Mr. G.I. Jive himself, Johnny Mercer.
This is a G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's a G.I. Jive. Rootle-de-toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Boot! After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Jack, when you convalesce out of your seat into the street, make with the feet reach. If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. This is a G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk. Clunk. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, hey, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. This is the G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive. Chunk all your junk back in the trunk. Fall on your bunk. Lunk. Soon you're counting G. But before you count to five, you'll be right back digging at G.
You're listening to Command Performance on Tube Talk on WRCA 1330. The crowd loves it. So do I.
A radio scrapbook of this war must contain more than the memories of music and entertainment. Memorable words have passed through microphones into the ether these past 5 years. Edward G. Robinson and Orson Welles are here to recreate some of these words.
Edward G. Robinson speaking. Well, this is the payoff. This is the time to reflect on the events and deeds which have brought this victory into being. We've had some great military leaders in this conflict. Their words have rallied us at times when the outlook was pretty black. A few months after Pearl Harbor, when our hopelessly outnumbered forces had to evacuate the Philippines, General of the Armies, Douglas MacArthur, spoke these words.
Corregidor needs no comment from me. It has sounded its own story at the mouth of its guns. It has scrolled its own epitaph on enemy tablets. For through the bloody haze of its last reverberating shot, I shall always seem to see the vision of its grim, gaunt, and ghostly men. Still unafraid.
As the march toward Tokyo quickened its pace, Admiral of the Fleet, Chester W. Nimitz, spoke these words about the victory to come.
Our entrenched enemy, and the long road we must travel to get at him, are the barriers to victory. They will not be overcome until much hard work has been done. But we know that any aggressor nation choosing to test the fiber of the American people in war will be given an object lesson in what it means to work and what it means to fight. With faith in the justice of our cause and confidence in our ability to see it through, we will not fail.
The men and women of the United States Navy have proved the rightness of the Admiral's words. Another great military leader, General of the Armies Dwight D. Eisenhower, has spoken out with conviction about the ways of peace.
The soldier knows that in war, the threat of separate annihilation tends to hold allies together. He hopes we can find in peace a nobler incentive to produce the same unity. He passionately believes that with the same determination, the same optimistic resolution, and the same mutual consideration among allies, the problems of peace can and must be met. He sees the United Nations, strong but considerate, humane and understanding leaders in the world to preserve the peace he is winning.
The will of the world's people is united behind General Eisenhower's prophecy. By the grace of God, the peace that begins today will be a peace that endures.
Yes, this is certainly a great day. To us here, there's only one fellow missing. He's busy elsewhere. That grand old man of comedy, Mr. Bob Hope. I know that Bob and I have said many disparaging things about one another. He's way in front. But actually, there's a pretty deep bond between us. There's nothing in the world I wouldn't do for Bob Hope. There's nothing in the world he wouldn't do for me. That's the way we go through life, doing nothing for each other. Well, we sure miss him. You know, when you get to assembling a scrapbook of command performance memories, you just can't help remembering the bright spots of color supplied by a gal named Lena Romay. Lena's song is Squid Crew.
Chee-oop, choo 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 choo. Mira que la vida es triste, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Choo 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 choo. Canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Con tus gorjeos, con tu trina, despierta el alba, la noche ya se va. Con tus gorjeos, con tu trina, despierta el alba, la noche ya se va. Chiu, 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 chiu. My heart singing just for two. Chiu, 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 chiu. And when you're near, I hear an angel sing. Chiu, 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 chiu. Means my heart is on the wing. Chiu, 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 chiu. And when you're near, I hear an angel sing. My love is soaring, I'm flying high. You're so adoring, my heart is in the sky. The bird that's singing will soon be through. Then I'll be winging my song of love to you. Alegra el corazón.
Chiu, 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 chiu.
Chiu, chiu,
chiu. Chiu, 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 chiu.
Chiu, chiu, chiu. Canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chiu, chiu. Chiu, chiu. Chiu, 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 chiu.
To you men with radios in Quonsets and tents and foxholes, here's a spot that'll take you back to the Christmas command of 1944. Listen, lads, and remember. Now, folks, we bring you one of the brightest young stars ever to flash across the entertainment world. Loads of charm, bursting with talent, a really thrilling personality, effervescent, magnetic, dynamic, Danny Kaye. Well, how are you tonight, Danny? Pretty good, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I bet you have something really sensational for our show tonight.
Uh-huh.
Something that'll really rock 'em, sock 'em, lay 'em in the aisles, eh?
Uh-huh.
What personality, what magnetism this boy has. He's loaded.
Uh-huh.
Is uh-huh all you can say?
Uh-uh.
Well, say something else, for goodness sake.
Bing, my dear little boy. Здравствуйте, кузис из лесняжи, сестросняльец, марквандо ли сорто и снеж, браспачи, жолькя, марч.
What does that mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, now, this is ridiculous. I thought you were supposed to be a comedian, Danny.
Well, I am after a fashion, Bingy boy, but there's no sense trying to top you, the great Bing Crosby. You know, you've got loads of charm. You're bursting with talent, a really thrilling personality. Effervescent, magnetic, dynamic Bing Crosby.
Uh-huh.
And besides, Bingy, my files only go back to 1937.
Oh, yes, that is a disadvantage. My mm-hmm ad-libs go clear back to Bob Hope.
That's just what I figured, so if you don't mind, Bing, I'll just sing.
That'll be grand, Danny. What's it going to be?
Well, I'd like to do a little thing we did in the picture called Up in Arms. It was in the scene of a lobby theater. And this, if you remember, took place in the lobby of a movie house, and we were all standing on line, and I was complaining very bitterly to some people standing with me, and that we were going in to see a musical picture. And I said, if you see musical pictures, you've seen them all. If you've seen one, you've seen them all. So I said, supposing you do get in the theater, and supposing you do get a seat, and suppose the woman in front does take her hat off, what do you see?
Manic Depressive Pictures presents Hello, Fresno, goodbye. Produced by Eumannic and directed by Depressive.
Now you know the name of the picture and you'd like to see it.
But now...
Screenplay by Gluck, from a stage play by Mott, from a story by Blip, from a chapter by Ronk, from a sentence by Dokes, from a comma by Stokes, from an idea by Groats, based on a Joe Miller the Joke. Now you know the name of the picture and who wrote it. And you'd still like to see it.
But now...
Hot direction, finger puff, interiors, Minerva puff, photography, Alonzo Tech recorded sound, as Needle Beck upholstery, by Zachary, Knickknackery, by Thackeray, Tachickery, by Dickery, and Dickery, by Doc. Now, finally, at last, comes the picture. And what do we see? The same old beautiful chorus girl. The opening scene is a ranch in Fresno, California. So what are they singing?
When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, we'll make a peach of our pear. I know we can't elope, so honey, do be mine. And
up from the gulch rides a hunk of man. He is our hero, Cowboy Dan, the galloping yodeling buckaroo. His horse, of course, is a baritone, too.
I've got the... I've got that old cactus in the hide of me. I've got that.
The girls are delighted to hear this. But where is our heroine? As the bell rings for lunch, we find our heroine in the corral eating a hard out. She is Mary Sue Ann, tap-dancing daughter of an American juggling act who left her on the doorstep of an old English castle where she was found by Sir Basil Metabolism, who said,
"By Jove, girl, baby, I shall raise her as me own daughter."
Which he did. But she wants to tap-dance, and Cowboy Dan, who she met on this trip and who was love at first sight, wants to marry her so she can tap-dance, but she knows Sir Basil will never permit this. Never, never, never!
That's why she's eating a hard-out. Because she wants to tap dance.
But through her tears, she is singing a happy little song because she is also a coloratura soprano. Beside herself. Her favorite position.
Oh, Father, you must let me marry Cowboy Dan. He owns the biggest ranch in Texas.
Bar none.
Bar none? Well, that's the password of the FBI. It can't be. No, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. It can't be.
But it was.
He rushes to Mary Sue Ann. Mary Sue Ann, can you help me? You must step out a message in code. This is her big chance. Now she can tap dance, which she does. But what has she done? She has betrayed her own father. But he isn't her father.
He is Heinrich von Schlupen von Godesblum, home in the Godesblum, hides in the Bing Crosby, holding fire in the hole.
The dangerous German spy.
Stick up your hands, you dirty rat, and gout is flirting, ice and blatt, so the FBI finally captured the German spy. Dan and Mary are about to blame. You think the picture's about to end?
But now...
Who ever heard of a musical picture without Carmelita Pepita, the Bolivian Bomichel?
I wish you could come with me to my little village in Bolivia. So peaceful there at the purple mountains with the lovely moon and the shining stars. And the little people who live so simple and quiet, and all they want to do is sing.
When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, we'll make a feast of a
hey. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, bringing you the finest in vintage radio entertainment. You're listening to Tube Talk. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed our segment from Command Performance. Bing Crosby, Johnny Mercer, Lena Horne, and how about that Orson Welles, Edward G. Robinson piece in there, huh? You know, entertainment just quite ain't that good anymore, is it? And, you know, you could be asking yourself, you know, I can see that fellow on the porch sitting there listening to the radio. Mary Lou, how come you're listening to that Tube Talk guy again?
Well, now that prosperity's back, Dad, it's really hard to find good radio personalities.
Baby brother, that's Harry James from 1940 doing his thing, and we thank you for joining us as we did our thing tonight. We were a little bit all over the place in the Wayback Machine, as Sherman would tell Mr. Peabody. We've got a little history going on. We had a nice segment from Command Performance, a little post-war show. Fantastic music, for which I can take no credit whatsoever, because I certainly wasn't around to sing or produce it, or even listening to it on the radio. I sincerely hope you're listening to the wonderful music and interesting programming tonight here on a well-restored vintage radio of your choosing. And as we wend our way off into the night here, we'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Email the show, if you will. It's tubetalk1@gmail.com. Visit us at tubetalkclassicradioshow.org. We appreciate your support. And we're going to wind up here with some Billie Holiday.
Lady sings the blues. got them mad. She feels so sad and wants the world to know just what her blues is all about. Lady sings the blues, she tells her sad. The blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you get a bad start, when you and your man have to part. I ain't gonna just sit
listening game. We love your support. Have a good night.